From the best-selling author of the books of Enoch, the Angels, the Watchers, and the Nephilim, and the Encyclopedia of Lost and Rejected Scriptures, Dr. Joseph Lumpkin brings to you an unabridged translation of the Book of Jubilees with detailed scholarly commentary. The Book of Jubilees, also known as the Little Genesis and the Apocalypse of Moses, opens with an extraordinary claim of authorship. It is attributed to the very hand of Moses, penned while he was on Mount Sinai, as an angel of God dictated to him regarding those events that transpired from the beginning of the world. The story is written from the viewpoint of the angel. The angelic monologue takes place after the exodus of the children of Israel out of Egypt. The setting is atop Mount Sinai, where Moses was summoned by God. The text then unfolds as the angel reveals heaven's viewpoint of history. We are led through the creation of man, Adam's fall from grace, the union of fallen angels and earthly women, the birth of demonic offspring, the cleansing of the earth by flood, and the astonishing claim that man's very nature was somehow changed, bringing about a man with less sinful qualities than his antediluvian counterpart. The story goes on to fill in many details in Israel's history, ending at the point in time when the narrative itself takes place, after the Exodus. Scholars believe Jubilees was composed in the 2nd century BC. The Hebrew fragments found at Qumran are part of a Jewish library that contained other supporting literature, such as the Book of Enoch and others. An analysis of the chronological development and the shapes of letters in the manuscripts confirms that Jubilees is pre-Christian in date and seems to have been penned between 100 and 200 BC. Although originally written in Hebrew, the Hebrew texts were completely lost until the find at Qumran. Fragments of Jubilees were discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls. At least 14 copies of the Book of Jubilees have been identified from caves 1, 2, 3, and 11 at Qumran. This makes it clear that the Book of Jubilees was a popular and probably authoritative text for the community, whose library was concealed in the caves. These fragments are actually generations closer to the original copies than most books in our accepted Bible. Unfortunately, the fragments found at Qumran were only pieces of the text and offered the briefest of glimpses of the entire book. The only complete versions of the Book of Jubilees are in Ethiopic, which in turn were translations of a Greek version. 4 Ethiopian manuscripts of Jubilees were found to be hundreds of years old. Of these, the 15th and 16th century texts are the truest and least corrupted when compared to the fragments found at Qumran. The translation presented herein is based in part on that of R.H. Charles and his work of 1902 through 1913. To aid in comprehension, it was decided that the text would be put through 3 phases of change. First, all verse breaks would be aligned with sentence breaks and with complete streams of thought when possible. Next, all archaic words and phrases would be replaced with their modern equivalent. Lastly, convoluted sentence structure would be clarified and rewritten. Notes of explanation and clarification are added in parentheses. Due to the vast differences in societal structure and rules, certain phrases remained in their archaic form, seeing that they had no direct equivalents in our Western culture. When possible, the poetic flow of the text would be kept, but not at the expense of understanding. Various translations of each verse were referenced in order to compare and contrast differing viewpoints. The best rendering of the text was chosen and written into a more modern and readable format. Now, let us delve into this fascinating and illuminating book.